from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Bobby Babich, Bills defensive coordinator, sitting down with us. First off, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. We found out it's your birthday.
It is.
41?
It is. I am 41 years old, and that is 41 years old. Every year I get past 40, it gets a little bit harder to do the things I want to do physically. So, no, it's got a lot of texts, a lot of love from the players, so I appreciate it.
Thank you. Are you doing physically? Hobbies like you just running, doing whatever? I mean,
I like to stay in shape, work out. Try to get something in before every practice. We have a long transition period after our team meeting going into practice. So, like to try to, you know, burn some calories there and stay on top of it because the season's long.
Yeah, it is one of the things that every year we come to camp. I've been coming to camp for like 20 years now. One of the things I always see is someone's out here running these fields at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m.
That's right.
Your days are packed, and imagine you're trying to find any time you can.
That's right. I'm not an early guy. Never been. When I played in college, I sucked at the early morning lifts and workouts. I need to wait a little bit. I need my body to get going. And but, no, it's great. It's great. The transition period allows me to get out here and get moving and really kind of – you know, get my heart going before practice, which is good.
Watching practices out here, I find myself feeling for the defense because, you know, you're practicing, you're doing your stuff, and yesterday pads are on. I feel like defensive players are more excited the pads are on because you guys, you're playing half of your job. You want to be physical. You want to do a lot of things out there. The offense is celebrating every touchdown, and I'm over here thinking the defense has to be, like, stewing inside. You know, we'd love to blow some of this up if we could.
Yes, I think there's always, you know, I mean, these are the most competitive people in the world that we deal with, especially your guys that are, you know, true pros. A lot of reasons they're true pros is because they're competitive spirit. And, you know, does it agitate me sometimes when we got a free runner and or we win a rush and the play continues? And, yes, it agitates me. But I know there's things that we need to do defensively. We need all the work we can get. And, you know, I was just thinking about it the other day. We have the opportunity to go against Josh Allen. That's who we're going against in camp every day. And there's a lot of great quarterbacks in this league, and we all know he's one of them. So we are getting tested in the right way on a day-in and day-out basis, which is building that callus for us defensively. You know, and there's a lot of things, you know, we're throwing a lot at our players. So it's not going to be 100% perfect all the time, and that's why we practice. That's why coaches have jobs.
Bobby Babich with us sitting down here at training camp. In terms of your coaching style, like you're pretty fiery out there, right? Like is that kind of always been the way you've coached these guys, even as a positional coach? And I guess has anything changed for you in the way you coach the guys on the field now that you're a coordinator?
So I would say yes. That's how it is, and I guess that's how it's always been. And I don't really notice it. It's just how I do it. And again, I'm very, very lucky to be in the position I'm at. A, so I'm not going to take that for granted. Maybe there are days where I do, but I quickly try to snap myself out of that and try to be as have an attitude of gratitude. And you know, I am very. I say a lot of people say they love this game. I'm passionate about this game. It's been my whole life. Created a lot of opportunities for me, for my family, and you know, I owe the game more than the game owes me. So I think that's just how I go about it on a day in, day out basis. I'd say the biggest thing for me, and one of the hardest things as an adjustment is, like, you know, for instance, I've coached the linebackers the last time I was a position coach, and you know, I don't know, there's 7 or 8 guys in that room. It's easier to pay attention to your guys. There's only 8 of them, but now I don't even know our roster number, whatever, you have 40, whatever we're at. And I've got to make sure I'm pouring into each one of those. So, you know, finding that time to pour into each one of those guys and give them a little feedback here, give them positive feedback, give them constructive criticism, and making sure I'm doing it for everybody, you know. And that's probably been the biggest challenge of, you know, my head trying to figure out, my head spinning a little bit of, okay, I need to talk to these guys today. I need to talk to these guys today. So,
as a former position coach, like in that spot, are you able to see how other defensive coordinators did it as like a way to realize, whatever, people coming before you about how to dip into each room like that?
Yeah, and I think, yeah, so Sean told me a long time ago when I first got in the league and I was young and I was lucky. And he talked to me a lot about, you know, I was in an entry-level position, about professional development, not just, you know, I'm a DB guy by heart. That's who I am. That's what I played. That's, you know, and then he came to me at an early age and just talked about professional development. And if you really want to be a coordinator, you got to – maybe you don't have to master the defensive line per se, the furthest away from the DBs, but you've got to know enough to know what it looks like. So I spent a lot of time, I took that to heart. I spent a lot of time meeting with other people, paying attention to coaches we've had here in the past, everywhere I've been along the way, different ways to do things, different ways a lot of us learn, I wouldn't do that, I would do that, you know, and things you wouldn't do sometimes are a bigger part of that growth in that development of yourself. And that's okay. It doesn't make it right the way you, but there's a certain way you got to go about things. So, you know, it just opening yourself up and not having the blinders on, I think, is a big deal.
One thing, you know, you say you go against Josh Allen every day. The receivers you guys are going against every day as a DB coach. This group, one of the things we kind of watched the offseason play out, we thought they're getting big out there.
Yeah.
A lot of big receivers.
Yeah.
In terms of a physical style of game, I'd imagine that presents maybe a welcome challenge for your defensive backs. So it's going to be a physical style of football.
That's right. That's right. And that's what Sean wants. And that's what we've wanted since – and not that we haven't had it, but that's what we've wanted the whole time we've been here, you know. And, you know, it's tough. You know, speed is an element, right, in the NFL when you're trying to cover speed. Obviously, we have some speed we got to cover in the AFC East. And when – it's a different animal when you deal with big and strong. It's a different animal. I'll never forget, you know, I was back in Carolina and we're playing against the Falcons, and it was when Tony Gonzalez was there. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, I don't know what team that was, maybe a second team. But
maybe
he was
Atlanta?
Getting, yeah. Yeah, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was at Carolina, and, like, he couldn't run anymore. But if he got you on his back, you weren't breaking the ball up, because he was so big and so strong. And that was my first realization of, like, you know, you're coming from college football where it's speed, 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 speed. Well, then you go against Tony Gonzalez and you're like, we're going to be on him. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of us getting in the position to defend him. You know, so that creates its own challenge. That creates its own challenge, not to take away the speed of our wide receivers, because there's plenty. But, and you know, Adam and Joe have done a great job with those guys, you know, and it's fun to go against every day. It's a challenge for us, and you know, it's just going to help us going into the season.
Yeah, you mentioned that you're a DB guy, and kind of on this point, like when we watch Rasul Douglas out there, like he for a corner, like he's long. I don't like he's not big like a Tony Gonzalez, like a tight end,
yeah.
But he's long, and him coming in midway through last year. I don't know, was it surprising he was able to make that much of an impact, not even being through a camp and a season? And I guess going into this year, like, he's a veteran, but that whole idea that you're talking about with physical players on the other side of the ball, like, how much does he provide given that he's a bigger corner?
The number one thing I'll say about Rasul is a true professional veteran. Like, he can see the game. He can see things that other people can't see.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
See, he can do things that other people can't do. Sometimes we've got to pull the leash on him a little bit, you know. But he's calculated in what he does, and we know that. He is a bigger, longer guy, and I'd say this, I wasn't surprised, because I do truly believe this. If you're an interceptor in this league, you're an interceptor. If you take the ball away, you take the ball away. That's what you do. We've seen that over years with some of the players we've had here. And, you know, there was no doubt that he was going to get his hands on balls. I had a sneaky suspicion, even coaching the linebackers, that he was going to create some balls going the other way and take it away from the offense. So, I think – where we're at now is this training camp. He's really getting into, and I think he was quoted as saying he just listened to Jordan Micah, and they told him what to do, because it is a challenge coming in the middle of the season. But he's just trying to fine-tune those small details, and maybe he's ahead of the game as far as the scheme checks within what we're doing, so he doesn't have to rely on the guy behind him.
We saw a play yesterday, speaking of guys that get their hands on the ball and intercepted, Kaiir. He physical, hands-on, and then he just rips the ball away from Justin Shorter. Yeah. And, like, there's a guy that has had a little bit of trouble getting in the lineup consistently, but when he does, he's making plays. Where do you see Kaiir Elam's game right now at this point in his career?
Here was the biggest thing with Kaiir. Kaiir's a great human. He's a great human, which is, as we talk about here all the time, that's the first thing that we look for in players. Look, I talked to the defense about this as us as a whole, like, our past success, our past failures have no indication of what the Bills defense version in volume 2024 is going to do. And that goes the same to the individual, right? Your past failures, your scars sometimes are the best teachers. I tell the defense all the time, like, success is a terrible teacher. It's terrible. The best thing you – failure is the best teacher that – and I'm not saying there was failure with him. I'm not saying – but if there's anything in his mind or things we've addressed with him where he needs to improve, he's definitely attacking those day in and day out. And, like, we ask all our players in one of the – you know, we're big on process here. And part of the process is going, you know, day by day, hour – I say this all the time, hour by hour, minute. You can't get too far ahead. You can't get too far behind. So he's doing a great job of that. And he's coming to work every day, where he mentally is in the right place.
You mentioned, so you were the linebackers coach the last 2 years before this season, and Terrell Bernard, statistically big breakout, and he gets a chance to play. How different, not even say one's better than the other, but is it true that Edmonds the year before versus Bernard last year, you got results from both players, but how different are they really, I guess, playing the same position?
I don't know. I think every player's different. I think every player's different. In Tremaine, you know, will be a I'll have a lifelong relationship with him, and he's a heck of a player. Terrell had a heck of a season last year. And just like I just said, the past success maybe that we believe Terrell had is no indicator on this year. The best thing I can say is this. They are both extreme professionals. They both are leaders. They both care mostly about not letting their teammates down. You know, so everybody's a different player. You know, you can look at different positions throughout our team. Our starting left defensive end or whoever goes out with the ones is different than the right defensive end. There's all different little nuances and things there. You know, and sometimes it's putting yourself in position. We talk about always just put yourself in position. When the opportunities come, it's your job to take advantage of those opportunities. And that's what we continue to do, you know, and Terrell's done a good job of that thus far. Seen some growth out of him. He's just got to continue to go through his process and take it day by day.
On your defensive line, Greg Rousseau, big year for him coming?
I hope Greg has a big day today.
That's right. I'm sorry. You just said hour by hour. So
I hope Greg's doing the heck of a job getting warmed up before practice.
Sure.
You know, and that's you can't do that. You can have personal goals.
Yeah.
You know, you can have team goals. You can have all that, but there's a short-term vision and a long-term goal, right? So I hope his vision today is based off our emphasis. It's third and long today. I hope. In his mind right now, he's mentally preparing, he's getting ready, he's warming up, he's getting ready to handle today to the best of his ability. That's all. And then once we get to tomorrow, which is the day off, hopefully he's getting the rest he needs in a playoff-caliber way that Sean talks about and all those type of things. So, you know, Greg is coming to work every day in a way that I can see the goals that he has for himself.
Yeah, maybe the better way to ask is the days that have led to this day, how much have you seen him round out his game, complete things, fill in gaps as a person, as a player?
Very conscientious. Coaches have jobs because you're going to identify areas of improvement for players, and we're constantly there to remind them. So he is showing those areas that we pinpointed for him, he is showing progress. But every once in a while, every player is going to, you know, fall back into some of the things that we said we got to improve on. And that's why it's great that we have an opportunity to be coaches, because that's what we're doing. I mean, you know, I once was told that the word coach came from, you know, way back and, you know, when it was coach wagons, get you from point A to point B, and that's our job. You know, so our job is to get him from point A to point B. He's completely conscious of that, conscientious, let me say that, and couldn't be happier with Greg right now.
On Cole Bishop at safety, we've seen him make some plays out there. Obviously, Mike Edwards right now dealing with the injury. For Bishop, how challenging is that position for a rookie right away? Like, it's been mostly, you know, other than injury, it's been mostly Hyde and Poyer for so long that, you know, I'm sure they're the benefits of having those two. You just mentioned Douglas, how it would have been easier for him with those two back there. I guess just really in general, for Bishop at safety, how challenging is it for a player year one to come in and play that position?
And I would say the thing you hit on the head, I wouldn't even say rookie. I'd say year one veteran, because we just ask so much of our safeties. You know, we ask a lot of, to be honest with you, we ask a lot of our linebackers, including Taren, because he's dang near a linebacker, and that level of communication, and then our safeties. And for any year one player, it's a challenge, you know, but we continue to push them. I'm extremely hard on that position constantly. I'm hard on them because I want to create that anxiety and that sense of urgency early. You know, but as the reps, and I'll say this, Cole's done a good job as the reps have gone on of getting better and better each day. So it's always a challenge, and, you know, we continue to push those guys, and Joe Dana does a great job, Al, Scott Booker with the Nickels. They do a great job of echoing those type of things and demanding those type of things.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.